Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Extension District Agricultural and Natural Resources Agent specializing in horticulture, Ryan Schaub. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
We are doing well. What a crazy week. Bad weather, all kinds of stuff happening.
Yeah, and that's what I kind of like to spend a little time talking to everybody about today with not just the storms that have happened this week, but I know in southern Anderson County last week they had some major rain or hail storms. So just wanted to talk a little bit about what we can do to help those gardens recover.
Okay.
You know, the first thing I want to mention is heavy rain. And that heavy rain like we got on Monday can really just pound that surface. And if we've just planted our sweet corn or something like that, it'll actually form a crust and make it almost impossible for that sweet corn to pop up through. So what I would recommend is once it dries down, taking a hoe or something out and kind of breaking up that soil just a little bit. Now, I don't want you to deep till. I don't want you to go real far into it, but you got to break up the top probably half an inch or an inch to really get that crust broken up so that those young seedlings come up. Otherwise, we're just going to have to replant that. The other thing with that heavy rain is it doesn't just affect the young seedlings. It can actually affect even crops that are up and in the air and growing actively right now. So think of our spring vegetable crops. What it does to them is it forms that same crust, but it can cut off some of that oxygen that gets down to the roots. So again, we need to go around and we need to take a hoe or some kind of tool and we need to break up that soil just a little bit around them. But we got to be careful because they've got roots there as well. Those plants have got those roots already established. And if we go just getting at it and go real deep, we're going to damage some of those roots as well. And then we can cause even more damage. So you got to be careful when you're doing that. But breaking up some of that soil is going to be very, very important.
When I was a kid, what we would do is we would use a garden rake.
Yes.
And because it wasn't a hard edge.
Absolutely. And that would be a great tool. Something, you know, I say a hoe, but you're right. A garden rake would probably be a better choice when we're doing this. The other issue that I think a lot of us have once again is going to be standing water in our gardens. Standing water will just cut off, again, all the oxygen to those plants. And a lot of our garden plants can withstand water standing there for about 24 hours. But if it's over that time period, we're going to start to see our plants go downhill. And until you really think about what's going on, I've always kind of thought, oh, it'll get hot and it'll dry that up. Actually, that can make a bad situation worse. And it will actually cook those plants. The water and that heat, it'll just burn them plants right up. So really not a whole lot we can do about this unless you can dig some kind of channel outside, you know, to get allow that water to drain off your garden, get out into your lawn. If you've got this problem where water is constantly standing there, I guess I would recommend either bringing in more dirt this fall and trying to build that up a little bit so that water is looking to get away from there. You know, you might even have to move location of your garden to another spot that's not going to hold the water as bad in the future. Something, you know, at my home place I didn't have to deal with was hail, but I know that there's areas throughout the district that had quite a little bit of hail this week. So hail damage is one of those things you really got to kind of look. Did it just shred the leaves and did it just cause damage to the leaf of those plants? If that's the case, the plants will send out new leaves relatively quickly. I'm not real worried about it. But if we get damage to the stems or let's say we had something already fruiting, then we're going to have more damage and it's going to be a little more serious. Now, we can handle a few bruises, but if it looks like it got mowed down to about 3 inches of height or a weed eater had came in, just wiped it all out, you're probably going to have to think about either replanting or it's going to be a lost cause. I guess you need to be cautious or go out and look and see, do you actually see hail bruises on the stems or on the fruit? How bad is it? You need to do a little bit of evaluation there. Leaning plants is another one that I get some questions on. Whether that be from strong winds, actually it's probably more to do with we get a lot of rain and then strong winds blows them roots over just a little bit because they're not as firm there. And so those plants are just leaning. And I get people, well, do I need to go out and just stake them and tie them back up? Well, a lot of times them plants will start to correct themselves after a few days. I recommend you just leaving them alone, seeing if they correct themselves. Because if we go out there and we try to actually bend them back or something, we're going to probably break the the stem off at the ground, and then it's going to be all over and done, and you're going to have to replant them. The last thing I'd really like to say is, you know, again, after these severe storms, I do a little bit of driving around trying to check things out, and I've seen quite a little bit of tree damage as well. I always get people that just go out, and if their end of their branch falls off or breaks, they just go out and they'll cut it off at the very tip. And, you know, we really need to think about pruning that correctly. And what I'd do is I'd either take it back all the way to the main trunk or go back to at least another branch. And that way that tree is then sending energy to different locations. If you just leave a stump, it actually can't heal itself very well. And then when that doesn't heal over, we've opened it up for insects, we've opened it up for water to continue to get in there, and it's going to rot and it's going to cause us issues again in the future. Don't go out and put paint or tar or something like that on the end of them cuts. I know way back, I'm going to say the 70s, I might be wrong on my dates here, I was back before I was with K-State, but I know that they did advise you to put paint or put tar onto those cuts or those wounds, but actually we've seen now it causes a little bit of it retards the growth a little bit, and it just slows down that healing process, and we want that tree to heal over and seal out any of that water or insects as quickly as possible. If you have questions or you would like me to come out, even make a little farm visit, you know, I can still do that. We can practice our social distancing, but sending pictures, you know, you can send me pictures by email at 7reshaub, which is SCHAUB at ksu.edu. Or you can always give us a phone call at the office, which is at 785-448-6826.
Got anything else for us?
No, sir.
Nope, that's it. Okay. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in family and child development, Rebecca McFarland.